This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Welcome. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is here. So much to talk about. We got Megan Barth coming up in a bit. We're going to review the Sunday highlights of the TV talk shows. Of course, you knew immigration, big topic, DACA, some new figures coming out. In terms of a breakdown of analysis of, the DACA, you might even say families, because, they want to say they're kids. They're not kids, they're grown up, but anymore, because they've been able to age under the system here. And, it's like anything, the longer you neglect something, the more complicated it becomes. And this is what we're facing. Kind of what the book of Ecclesiastes says, because sin is not dealt with immediately, it gets compounded. And so, in a sense, this is what we're dealing with here in this country when it comes to immigration. There's been an abandonment of law for so long, and it is amazing to me how they've just have suspended all consciousness of there being any kind of immigration law whatsoever. And it, I don't know how you run a popcorn stand when you don't even know what laws they're supposed to be running or not, or who gets deported, who gets to stay, and it is an absolute mess. But that's the deviation. You got to go back to the basics and say, when did we abandon the law here? This is what Trump is, good at as a CEO. Good CEOs of any organization will be able to come in and ask the question of when was it going right? When were we very effective with immigration? And, of course, we've had this conversation with Bruce Thatcher on many occasions, and we will continue to have conversations with Bruce regarding immigration, because he is the professor of immigration, in my humble opinion, with all his study and research and knowledge of it, and how he went back through time with other institutions, other nations, and empires before, how they handled immigration. Because you got to know, when somebody's, when the surf is up, people are going to want to go. They're going to want to move. Things are better here in America, and I don't blame people for wanting to come. If I was on the other side, I'd scratch and crawl and do whatever I could to become a citizen. But meanwhile, what's happened is that, we've got 13 years, people waiting 13 years at least and longer, to try to become citizens in a legal sort of way. And then you get all these other nuances of, hey, you can cut in the front of the line if it's a refugee problem, and on and on. And this is what we're dealing with, because we are compassionate. And, of course, then you get the media and others complicating and making it much more difficult by giving us a improper perspective, by showing kids caged up and separated from families and all this discussion. And, of course, it is heartbreaking to realize, but it's like, look at, the government has made the pronouncement. Jeff Sessions, our attorney general, says zero. It's a zero tolerance situation. You break the law, this is going to happen. And, it's kind of like, in a way, you feel like it's kind of like parents going, look at, hey, if you do that one more time, you're going to get spanked. I mean, look at, you either enforce the law and just, there should be no warning about it. Of course, we have to, because of all the conversation. I believe it's irresponsible, because it's all partisanship and this is all, political. Because they send out the wrong message and they're defeating the main purpose that we're trying to accomplish here. And that is that, look, we want people to come into the country legally when they're here. We don't want them operating in the shadows. That's not in their best interest. We realize, to a degree, we realize this. We have no idea, because unless your family is directly affected, you don't understand sex trafficking. You don't understand all the drug running. You don't understand the gangs. But if you've been affected by it, in any way, then you begin to have an understanding of it. So it is very complicated However, the complication has more room to run when you have no laws, right? Well, the conversation will continue. Megan Barth coming up next. Stay with us.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And it is time for Megan Barth, yes, national spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Miss Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. Happy Monday, Bill.
Hey, happy Monday. Father's Day in the rearview mirror. Trust everybody had a great Father's Day, great time to stop and pause and appreciate for just a moment anyway. Then we had to get to, you know, golf and the World Cup and all the other distractions. Lots of fun family time, and I pray it was a good one for everybody. But meanwhile, the conversations continue, Megan. This IG report, you know, it is amazing, the different conclusions. I guess if you see it from, you know, the Democratic eyes or the Republican eyes, and this is what gets so confusing for people who say that they're not political. It's like, okay, what does it mean? Because there is such a distinct perspective on the report from the Inspector General.
Yeah, well, the Inspector General did find an extraordinary amount of animus towards this president, and he also found an extraordinary amount of bias. However, it reminds me of the excuses that are coming specifically from the left that the Inspector General didn't find any of those things. It's indicated in the very text and action by specifically Peter Strzok. And I was also struck by the fact that there was some breaking news yesterday that Peter said he was going to volunteer to testify in front of Congress. Well,
right.
Fantastic, Peter, because if you didn't volunteer, you would be subpoenaed.
Right.
So I don't know why that the Democrats, specifically the operatives within the FBI, much like James Comey, are still walking free.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have been witness to one of the most egregious weaponization of government agencies, specifically the FBI. And I'm also quite tired of hearing many politicians say, well, it's not the whole FBI.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not the rank and file FBI.
Right,
we know that. But this type of pervasive bias has manifested itself and metastasized itself throughout the entire agency. Because the lawlessness that was committed by the leaders, whether they're on the seventh floor or the eighth floor or the sixth floor or whatever floor, it rotted the FBI from the top down. And for Christopher Wray to come out and say, well, there was no bias, but we're going to go through bias training, makes absolutely no sense to anybody with common sense or just a fundamental understanding of how bias is one of the most insidious aspects.
Well, this whole report and conclusion,
in a federal investigative agency.
Yeah. Well, this report and conclusion, Megan, was almost like a deja vu July 5th journey that we went through with Comey. You present the case and you go, oh, my goodness, you know, she's going to get indicted. And then all of a sudden you come right to the conclusion of it, and you wait a minute, you just gave me 567 pages of bias, and then you tell me in the one line, the final statement of the report, oh, there's no bias. What happened here? And then you go back and you read everything again, and you just read, several of the stroke page emails and instant messages, which, of course, in all this stuff is being reported that they use their FBI phones to keep all the shenanigans from their spouses. Well, of course, but still, it's like, come on, there's clear bias here. And Christopher Wray, he just needs to throw himself down on the mercy of the court and we the people and say, look at it, it's a mess. I mean, we've got to fix this problem. But he stood and he got the support of Donald Trump on this, which was, I was a little surprised on this. Maybe because Donald Trump, the last thing he wants to do is, go through another confirmation process of an FBI director. But still, it's like, wait a minute, you got some serious issues here. And if you think you're going to put it off as quick as let's have a Starbucks intervention, day off kind of thing. It's much more than that. And you and I agree that, this goes from the top down. And I respect that, there are people here, and there's probably at least, I think, a couple of dozen FBI downline agents to say, look, we want immunity. We want to be covered. If you cover us and protect us from the institutions, the inner working institutions of the FBI, we'll lay it out for you. And all we know is that they're there waiting in the wings, but there's been no cover for them, so they're not talking yet.
Yeah, I hear there's actually up to 100 FBI agents that want to come forward and talk about what they witnessed firsthand, and they do want to be granted immunity. These are the types of whistleblower protections we have and that exist specifically. Mm-hmm. Why the whistleblower
But isn't that crazy? Doesn't that scare you? That freaks me out that you have, I say two, as you say, 100, whatever the number is, that are willing to come forward and say, I'm willing to give you the truth, but I want to make sure I'm covered here. What does that tell you?
Well, it tells you exactly what we all fear, is that the government, especially some of the top level within agencies, have been weaponized, and more specifically weaponized against conservatives, against the political party, while under the management of Barack Obama. To say that this bias did not infect the Hillary Clinton investigation is an absolute joke.
Right.
I understand that perhaps an IG or an investigator can't get in the minds of their witnesses to tell everyone subjectively or objectively what a person is feeling. Mm-hmm. But with the preponderance of the evidence, specifically in these text messages uncovered, and there's still more to uncover.
Oh, yes.
Don't forget that the original text message between Peter Strzok and his lover, Lisa Page, said that we will stop him from becoming president, and that was
we're going to stop the campaign.
Correct.
We're going to stop the campaign. If we don't stop the campaign, then we're going to get him impeached.
Correct. And that specific test message was left out of congressional inquiry or congressional review.
Mm-hmm.
So you still have a DOJ that is hiding evidence from Congress. And that's not how our government is supposed to function.
Mm-hmm.
A check and balance system is in place specifically. And all of the agencies are subject to the people's review, which is congressional review.
Right. Exactly. Well, Megan, I like what Trey Gowdy had to say, that, first of all, the definition of bias is you come to a conclusion prior to the investigation. And he says it's classic, because in the case of Hillary Clinton, James Comey already wrote the exoneration months before they even went through, their due hard work to, go through the process and find out the information. And so she was already made to be innocent prior to the completion of the investigation. Trump, on the other hand, was declared guilty by these operatives, And they figured they were going to, you know, they'll make it work on the other side. And the same, and these are the same people that investigated Hillary were the same people that were investigating the Russia deal, the Russia collusion. Unbelievable. More with Megan Barth on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
I am not alone. I am not alone. You will go before me. You will never leave me.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like. like us, fresh and independent, every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Megan Barth is with us, national spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Put a bow on this, Megan, this discussion and the highlights of the Sunday TV shows regarding this IG report. Of course, the Inspector General will be on the Beltway. He's going to answer some more questions. It's going to be quite interesting to see what comes out of that posturing, because you know the Democrats are going to use it more as a posturing event than you know, a search for the facts and what is determined here. But I think the bottom line, after everything is all said and done, is Christopher Wray is the FBI director. He's got his work cut out for him.
Well, he definitely has his work cut out for him. But, you know, when James Comey changed the law and also his findings in order to exonerate Hillary Clinton, then what you have is simply just lawlessness.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been pervasive throughout the entire FBI as well as the federal government agencies. And what's interesting as well is that if Hillary Clinton would have won the presidency, we never would have known about this massive corruption, whereby FBI agents were talking to each other about sedition, about not only undermining a campaign, but overthrowing a presidency. Mm.
Yeah, and the thing that's what I find curious is words like tradition, sedition, and treason are not being used right now. And I got to tell you, if it was on the other side, my Maxine Waters et al. Would be nonstop. Adam Schiff, they would be claiming treason, you know, run to your bunkers, you know, this is out of control. I mean, heads would be rolling. But because they're more in the position of trying to stopgap this mess, because what the other thing that's not happening here is, in order to do this to the depth that they were doing this, the Secretary of State, private emails, I mean, you talk about collusion with Russians and leaving yourself vulnerable for secret information. I mean, this was the Barack Obama administration and the State Department that they all knew about. Barack Obama had his own, you know, secret name that connected with Hillary and all this on her private server. And, you know, what we knew and what anybody would know, any 10th grader with a minimal amount of knowledge of the Internet would lay this out for you, Megan. I mean, this is so compromised, and this is being done at the upper levels of our government. Are you kidding me?
Well, I think that's why the Democrats were so certain Hillary Clinton was going to win, is because the fraud was already baked into the bread.
Right.
And, of course, they had a backup plan. They had a backup plan B, that in case she didn't win, it would all be buried under a narrative of impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
And so the FBI then was working on how they could provide evidence or manufacture evidence in order to give the case to the Democrats for impeachment. And this leads me to Robert Mueller. Robert Mueller's entire case is based on fraudulent, manufactured, political operative, Russian and British agent intelligence information.
Right, exactly. Paid for by Hillary Clinton and company.
Right, and we weren't even supposed to find out about that payment, because she used a law office to pay Fusion GPS, who then turned around and paid for the dirty dossier, a dossier that was considered to be salacious and, you know, basically not credible evidence. But yet that dossier was used as credible evidence and sold to the FISA court as credible evidence in order to then have Samantha Powers, who is simply a diplomat at the U.N., with really no, you know, national security agency orders.
A standing or clearance, exactly.
Or clearance, right, to unmask 260 people on a presidential campaign. You know, this is a crisis, a constitutional crisis, that we hopefully will never witness again. But we are witnessing right now, and with the stonewalling from the DOJ and the FBI to provide the evidence to Congress that we need, the Democrats want this to carry through the midterms. Mm-hmm. They want the scandal to carry through to 2020, because they need the coverage of their crimes, and meaning the coverage, not the exposure of.
Exactly, right.
But
the cover-up.
More so the sequester of or the silencing of the crime.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Well, I want to get into, you know, what's happening with DACA. It's all coming to a head. The Republicans, you know, there is a movement in Congress here to talk about immigration, get it on the floor. What's your read on all this?
Well, my read is that according to the headlines, and these are recent headlines in the last half hour, that 60,000 DACA recipients are allowed to stay, including many that have committed crimes as heinous as murders.
Right.
It's as though the Republicans aren't in power. You know, I call DACA basically Democrat activists and criminal activists because when you look at the DACA recipients, many of them have had zero time in the 20-plus years that they've been here because they're mostly millennials. They're in their 20s, early 30s. They've used their illegal alien status to get free education, whether that's primary or secondary education. They're able to qualify. Only a few, a handful of them received Social Security numbers, which tells you, well, why didn't all of them receive Social Security numbers if they're so hell-bent on becoming citizens of this country? No, they would prefer to live in the shadows. They would prefer to remain illegal because the benefits for illegal aliens far outweigh the benefits for citizens.
Right. And this is amazing what's going on. And now they're breaking down the numbers, Megan. I don't know if you saw this, but this is a new report that's coming out breaking down, you know, how many are actually criminals and into what level. I mean, so here it is. I mean, you know, if you break, I guess lawbreakers break the law. So here's your start, the starting of your life, whether it is an act of commission or omission, whether it is your parents, but you know, that do it, but in a sense, you're with them, so you're an illegal entity, and you come in, and so how do you become a respecter of the law when you broke it to begin with? And,
right,
exactly. And it's like we're trying to force a round peg in a square hole here.
Right, and how many of their parents are illegal? I would probably venture to guess 100% of them.
Yeah.
And so we have this generational law breaking that has already been built in.
Yes.
And we have many of them that are now becoming just normalized citizens. And you'll hear this if you read between the lines and listen between the lines, and you hear, well, they're just basically Americans. They've been here long enough. They've gone to school. You know, many of them, of course, are, you know, magna cum laude. We have, you know, veterans that are DACA recipients, and they try to normalize all of this behavior into just basically giving them de facto citizenship. No, that's not how it works. They are not Americans. They are whatever country they are from who crossed illegally. Yes, they might have crossed when they were 4 years old, but again, many of them are millennials. They have used our school system. They have used tax credits, which they can receive through ITIN, which is the individual tax identification number.
Exactly.
They can get credits to take care of family members that aren't even related. They don't have to prove that they're related. So this is a win-win for the Democrats. Democrats plus 60,000, Republicans zero. It's really like we don't hold the power. It's so strange.
Yeah, and it bothers me to deal with that aspect of the truth of the matter, Megan, and that is that this is all about votes, that they're pushing this on the people. I mean, forget about, you know, $21 trillion in debt and counting, an irresponsible act on behalf of we the people that they have perpetrated on us all just to get reelected. It is amazing that this is where we find ourselves. But when you continue to, as you say, exercise lawlessness, this is what it looks like. Megan Marth on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Keep fighting the good fight. Keep letting your light shine. Cause I'm never gonna leave you, always gonna see you through to the other side. Keep fighting the good, fighting the good.
Bill Martinez live.
Fight.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And, you know, that's the clarion call for all of us patriots who believe in the U.S. Constitution, believe in the goodness of this country and what was at the very hearts of our founding fathers and what they wanted to accomplish. I mean, we are a shining light. I would say you could argue that that shining light has gotten a little dim, but it's starting to brighten up a little bit. But what will bring it back is if the people's hearts again are united to a divine purpose that was established and pointed out in our U.S. Constitution. And that's what lies before us in terms of an opportunity, a greater America, not so much just even making America great again, as much as it making it even greater for this 21st century. Scott Husing joins us now. So Scott is a retired United States Marine Corps infantry major, and I would say Semper Fi to my brother here. He's had over 24 years of service, both enlisted and as a commissioned officer. His career spanned 10 deployments, and he conducted operations in over 60 countries worldwide. During his deployments to Iraq, Afghanistan, and the Horn of Africa, he planned, led, and conducted hundreds of combat missions under some of the most austere and challenging conditions. Scott, cannot thank you enough for defending the freedoms that we enjoy in our country, for fighting the good fight on behalf of we the people. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live, Semper Fi.
Well, hey, Bill, thanks for having me on the show, and Semper Fi to you too, brother.
Well, Echo and Ramadi, we're going to talk about your book, but we're also going to get into a natural discussion of the current situation that we find ourselves in, an opportunity in dealing with Kim Jong-un in North Korea. We've got Russia. We still have, Iran with their nuclear ambitions, and a very aggressive China still. But Echo in Ramadi is your new book, your latest book, the firsthand story of U.S. Marines in Iraq's deadliest city. Give us a summary, if you would.
Echo in Ramadi is the story of the Second Battle of Ramadi that I wrote to honor the spirit and sacrifices of the Marines and families that supported us. And it's really my tribute to them. But, you know, it's not just a war story. It's really a story about the people and the bloody fights, and the urban combat is really just a backdrop to what these amazing Marines did day in and day out.
Well, you know, the thing is, Scott, when you think about it, and I guess in some way, there's just so many Americans, we're detached from the military and military life, and the sacrifices that the men and women who raised their hand to support this country and then go into combat. I mean, after everything is all said and done, we're probably talking in today's volunteer experience, less than maybe 1% of the population, goes into the military. People know my sentiment here. I believe that everybody should have skin in the game, and like Israel, everybody should, you know, invest at least 2 years in the military or some sort of service for our country. But that set aside, the reality is probably less than 1% go in the military today. So when you talk about what's happening and what you experienced after 10 combat missions, I mean, you're giving us a ground floor, perspective as best you can and as best as we can to understand what it's like to be in a combat situation.
Well, absolutely. And you're right. It's actually smaller than, it's less than 0.5% of the entire population of 330 million people in this country. So you know that better than most.
Right.
And as a commander that has served not only in, you know, Iraq and Afghanistan and other places, I also have firsthand experience at the ground level operating in and off the coast of the Korean Peninsula to give me some unique perspective of what mainstream media is calling, war games, which, we call them bilateral training exercises. And they do a lot of things. You know, they're not just a show of force. They're obviously great training opportunities, team building. They have tactical significance. But they also develop these friendships and harmony between the soldiers that participate in these. And those types of training opportunities build this culture. And they give us a conduit for additional political and economic throughput to gain and maintain those relationships in that area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that although, President Trump looks at it and says, hey, we could save a lot of money, but like anything that has to do with the military, I mean, Bill Clinton thought we could save a lot of money, too, by closing a lot of bases. He blighted the military economy, looks good, so we robbed from Peter to pay Paul. It's looking all good until 9/11 hits us and we got to go to war, right?
Absolutely. And, Bill, it has absolutely nothing to do with nation building. It has everything to do with maintaining those partner relations and being viewed in that way so we can continue to enjoy those friendships. But Americans need to know that it costs money to train our military, and those are investments that pay dividends. And training in those diverse cultures is what keeps our nation's military razor sharp if and when the time calls. And, despite the rhetoric that came out of the washout of the North Korean summit, I don't think President Trump would have made those statements or even pumped the brakes talking about spending, which is different than canceling the war games or bilateral training exercises off the peninsula, had he not been surrounded by the sage guidance of guys like Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis, Mike Pompeo, anchor points, not only for Trump, but for our military machine to stay ingrained in that culture, again, that really gives people the ground perspective.
Well, it really is about preparedness, isn't it, Scott?
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of times you've heard people talking about, oh, we want to bring all the troops home, we want to bring them home. I got news for people, and you know this, Bill. American troops and the Marines especially, they don't want to be sitting on the sidelines watching the game play.
Right.
They want to be forward deployed. They want to be active. And whether it's training in Korea or in Australia or other areas around the world, that's what makes our guys and women ready when the time comes to be thrust into those places like Ramadi or Afghanistan or the Horn of Africa. Because they can't just train in the backyard. They have to be exposed and get that life experience. I mean, we're talking about 18, 19-year-old kids that have limited life experience. So they have to be out there operating in the real world and getting that type of experience to really define the word preparedness.
Well, Major, you know, it's one thing to be trained, something altogether, when you are in Ramadi experiencing what you wrote about in Echo in Ramadi. Because it's real life. This isn't a video game anymore. And the conditions that you were hit with, particularly in Ramadi, unlike something you'd never experienced before. Isn't that right?
Well, absolutely. The type of combat really defined what it meant to fight for me. As a guy that had been to combat a couple of times before, but also to the Marines that fought in the first Battle of Ramadi in 2004. And then 2 years later, they're thrust back into the city, which had gotten even worse. I mean, it had literally been boiling over at that point during the surge strategy, like a pot into the burner on the stove when we couldn't turn the gas off.
Mm-hmm.
That's how bad it was. We fought 2, 3, 4, 5 times a day in direct contact. And you're right, that preparedness of those 40 or 50 salty seasoned veterans from the first Battle of Ramadi, and now, Bill, I'm talking about 21-year-old sergeants, not 18-year-old.
Wow.
That made the difference day in and day out of our survival and how we fought and won in that city.
Major Scott Husing is with us. His latest book we're talking about you know, things that are combat, that things that have to do with our national security, and we're going to get into deeper detail of it. His book, Echo in Ramadi, the firsthand story of the U.S. Marines in Iraq's deadliest city. To say that this is a page-turner is a understatement. This book is compelling. And it will grab you, and it will enlarge your capacity to appreciate all the more what our brave men and women are doing on our behalf every day for our national security. More from Scott on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan Lennon with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, a place for mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking with Scott Husing, a retired major from the United States Marine Corps. As we were talking earlier, less than one half of 1% of our population is involved in the military. And we could probably extend that a little bit. Maybe that might extend just a slight matter, because when you consider the families that are involved in the support of a loved one who finds themselves overseas fighting for our freedoms and maintaining our national security. Scott, we do a lot on this show, you know, to work with veterans who have suffered from PTSD, something that we're still trying to get our minds and understanding around what people go through. I mean, you had 10 deployments, and they weren't there just to, you know, go and experience the culture and enjoy the food there. I mean, you were in combat situations, and we got a little bit of insight. We began to get a little bit of insight, and you know, as a result of Vietnam. But prior to, all in the spirit of Big Boys Don't Cry, I guess you might say, it influenced the lack of understanding of what our soldiers go through when they're in a combat situation.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head as far as the families really being this great support structure for us. And our amazing Gold Star families that were the yes. parents of the Marines and that we lost as we fought. And they not only helped us at the time, but they still remain this constant, this source of strength for us to stay connected. And if there's ever a question I get about what my book is about, again, it's really about the power of human connection. It's about the people. Mm-hmm. And our families really provide this light that shines darkness for so many guys that are still dealing with some of the darkness of what they can't unsee from the worst humanity and combat has offered.
You know, when you're talking still, what, the number's around 22 veterans committing suicide every day in America. I mean, that's heartbreaking, Scott.
It is. And those are just the numbers reported by the Department of Defense. That doesn't even take into account, Bill, the numbers of guys once they leave active duty. And those numbers, by some reports, are 20 to 30,000 service members that have taken their own lives to the effects of post-traumatic stress. And, you know, much like your program, and I want to say thank you to you for helping share this story, because it is a vital message, and it ensures that stories like Echo and Ramadi don't get marginalized in the mainstream media, because there's no getting around the way I wrote the book and how unvarnished it is, and about that part of an element that we do have to address this issue. And I think at the beginning and the end of every day, that's really what makes me happy as well, is helping our veterans, staying connected to our families, and for me personally, continuing to lead them, because my leadership didn't stop when we left the bloody streets of Ramadi. Mm-hmm. It certainly didn't leave when I left the Marine Corps. It continues to this day, and it's something I'm extremely privileged and honored to continue to have the opportunity to do.
Yeah, and I know you often hear people thanking you for your service. People will do that to me as well, and it is an honor to be part of the story. Yours is an incredible story, and one of leadership, as you say, that continues to this day, and we all continue to play a part, and we do so in a capacity and with the heart of not looking for the honor. We're grateful for this country, and we want others to appreciate what this country has to offer, what it has offered, and what it potentially can still offer to the 320+ million people here in this country.
Well, I agree, and one of those responsibilities as a leader, not just as a Marine who served, but anyone who is in a position of responsibility, has the responsibility to teach that younger generation that's fighting today. And they are still fighting today in Iraq,
exactly,
in Afghanistan. Our nation's future has to be the hope for success to carry the mantle of responsibility forward. And I'm a firm believer in that. And I'm a supporter of our millennials. And I'm hopeful that they're as tough and as strong as we were as when we fought. And again, that's a part of responsibility of great leaders to teach those lessons of not only the wins, but the losses and the relationships we shared to make sure they succeed.
And to that point, Scott, do we have more of a fair chance to win today as opposed to what we did experience in Vietnam?
Well, it's a tough question when people say, what is winning? And that has yet to be answered when we still haven't defined what we call the war on terror. And, you know, how do you fight terror? It's really quite an ambiguous term that needs to be redefined. Instead of fighting, radical Islamic extremists, and identifying who the actual enemy is. And if for us in 2006, when we fought Ramadi, if it was killing bad guys, if that was our metric of success, we were absolutely winning. We were lighting up the scoreboard, Bill. But for me as a commander, my ultimate metric was bringing as many Marines home alive with me as I could.
Right. Well, President Obama at the time suggested it was a bit like a whack-a-mole game. In fact, he said, well, it shouldn't be that way, but maybe because terrorism, undefined as it is a bit like a whack-a-mole, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I've used that term on countless occasions. And during the third strategy, the entire country was like a giant game of whack-a-mole, hammering them down in cities like Tikrit, Najaf, and Baghdad, and Fallujah, and then they would seep out. And when we flooded the battle space with an additional 20,000 troops, that allowed us the leverage to apply pressure in all those key cities. And Ramadi was just one city where the insurgents decided to make a stand and stand toe-to-toe with the Marines and our U.S. Army brothers and fight. And it was some of the bloodiest and deadliest fighting in modern urban warfare. And that's based solely off of statistics, because we've lost more Marines and soldiers and more casualties in that city alone than any other. And that's another reason.
Exactly. Well, your book is an award-winning bestseller, Echo in Ramadi, available at all the usual places. Scott, how can the people get their hands on your book?
Yeah, I should note that a portion of the proceeds go to SaveTheBrave.org.
Oh, good.
Which helps veterans of post-traumatic stress. You can buy it on Amazon today. And again, you're not just getting a great story. You're helping veterans. Whether you want to or not, I give a portion of the proceeds to help veterans of post-traumatic stress because, again, it's what it's all about for me. If you want to see some pictures, too, of my Marines and our families, go to echoinramadi.com. But buy it on Amazon today.
Well, Scott, as I mentioned, the show is very committed to fighting PTSD and coming alongside the soldiers here in this country that are dealing with it. And we are associated with Songs and Stories for Soldiers. I don't know if you're aware of that, but we give away MP3 players loaded with music, books on tape that many of the soldiers are saying that has been very helpful for them in dealing with PTSD. So you and I ought to be together. I'm going to send you a bunch of MP3 players. We can get them distributed, and we can have an open chain of distribution of these MP3 players because we want to reinforce and help in any way possible, you know, your efforts that you're doing on behalf of our vets.
Well, I love it, Bill. You really put some skin in the game, and you stole that one from me, too. All Marines talk alike, but anytime, I'd love to be back on the program. We're doing it today. My guys are out on the Channel Islands here in California taking 60 veterans fishing right now with
very cool
supporters. So keep up the great work out there, and I'd love to be back on the show anytime to have you. We'll talk about
love to have you back here. Really appreciate it. So the big takeaway for our audience on Echo in Ramadi, what do you want them to gain? I'm going to let you summarize it, and then we're going to wrap this up.
It's not just, again, a story about war. It's about the leadership and team building and overcoming adversity and really that power of human connection that makes this story so different because it was through their voices that I was able to tell this story over 75 interviews with my Marine soldiers and families.
Well, Major Scott Husing has been our guest. His book, Echo in Ramadi, the firsthand story of U.S. Marines in Iraq's deadliest city. Scott, we appreciate the time. I know you're hustling off to another interview. All the best to all the men that you continue to lead. Semper Fi.
Well, thanks to St. Pete. Semper Fi to you, Bill.
You got it. Scott Husing, what a great story. And this book, like I said, it is an award-winning book, Echo in Ramadi, you want to get your hands on. A retired United States Marine Corps infantry major with over 24 years of service, both enlisted and as a commissioned officer. His career spanned 10 deployments, and he conducted operations in over 60 countries worldwide. During his deployments to Iraq, Afghanistan, and the Horn of Africa, he planned, led, and conducted hundreds of combat missions under some of the most austere and challenging conditions. So he knows from what he talks about. Also, you'll be especially engaged to the intro, the foreword of the book by Major General James Livingston, United States Marine Corps retired Medal of Honor recipient. What a great story, a true story of what happened in Echo in Ramadi. And enjoy it. Like I said, once you get your hands on it, you're not going to be able to put it down. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.